Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. And by Maurer Electric. For all your electrical needs, see the professionals at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. A 26-year-old Saginaw man has been arrested and charged following an investigation by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit, which is part of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Luke Patrick Young turned himself in after investigators seized digital evidence from his home, according to state police. The case began when authorities learned he was allegedly sharing files containing child sexual abuse material online. Young now faces two counts of aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned Friday, January 9th, in 70th District Court. State police are using the case to remind parents to talk with their children about safe internet use. Officials say a variety of online safety resources are available through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Michigan ICAC Task Force. Anyone with information about possible child sexual exploitation is urged to contact or report it to the cyber tip line operated by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And on January 21st, 2026, Thumb Broadcasting was on site following a two-vehicle accident on North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. First responders and a tow truck were on site as well. A white Pontiac was being removed from the side of the road by tow crews. No injuries have been reported at the time of the writing of this article. We will keep you updated as more developments are reported. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Western Upper Peninsula Citizens Advisory Council will hold a virtual meeting on January 28th to discuss several regional recreation and natural resources issues and conduct regular council business. The online session is scheduled for 6 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During the meeting, council members are expected to receive updates in the Western Upper Peninsula snowmobile trail system, review the process for guiding fishing trips on Michigan lakes, and hear about a winter partnership aimed at snowplowing boating access sites. The council will also consider whether to endorse a recommendation from its wildlife committee. On other items, the agenda include reports from DNR division staff, elections for council leadership positions, subcommittee updates, and the continuation of unfinished business. Members of the public seeking information on how to attend the virtual meeting or submit comments can contact Christy Dahlstrom at dahlstromk@michigan.gov or call 906-226-1331. When we come back after this sponsor message from Ashley, we'll get to our national news.
Winter has officially arrived in Michigan, and Ashley and Bad Axe is kicking things off with our winter blowout sale all throughout the store. Save up to 30% off store-wide and take advantage of 1 year and 5 year no interest financing to make your home refresh easier than ever. We're blowing out all of our one and done clearance prices, and when they're gone for good. Select glass art is now 60% off. Coastal art is 65% off. Clearance accessories are up to 70% off. And clearance vases, frames, statues, florals, and more start at just $3 to $4 each. And the big deals don't stop there. One and done clearance furniture is up to 60% off original price. Sectionals, sofas, love seats, accent chairs, dining sets, bedroom groups, end tables, and so much more, all priced to go. Check out One and Done Sectionals starting at just $8.88. A One and Done bedroom set with a bed frame, dresser, chest, and nightstand at 50% off. A dining set with seating for eight for just $9.88. And a gray swivel accent chair for only $2.88. Hurry in because the winter blowout sale is a limited time event at Ashley and Bad Axe. Some exclusions may apply. See store for details.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, NTSB finds pilot error in regional jet incident. The National Transportation Safety Board released its final report today regarding a close call at a major metropolitan airport last month. The report cited a loss of situational awareness by the flight crew as the primary cause of the runway incursion. The agency has recommended enhanced training for regional carriers on communication protocols during high traffic periods. No injuries occurred during the incident, but the findings are prompted a review of air traffic control procedures. In other national news, winter storm system targets New England. Meteorologists are tracking a powerful nor'easter expected to dump up to 18 inches of snow across parts of New England starting tonight. That was last night. Blizzard warnings have been issued for coastal Maine and Massachusetts, where high winds are expected to cause power outages. Local governments have preemptively declared states of emergency to allow for the mobilization of snow removal equipment. Residents are being advised to stock up on essentials and stay off the roads during the peak of the storm. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Malaysia freezes military procurement amid probe. Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim announced a temporary freeze on all military and police procurement today. The move follows an anti-corruption probe that identified significant irregularities in how contracts were awarded by previous administrations. The government is ordering a total restructuring of the procurement system to ensure transparency and compliance with new ethic rules. The freeze will remain in place until a full audit of all pending contracts is completed. And in other international news, new tech uses old jeweler's trick for nuclear clocks. Physicists in Germany and the U.S. discovered a simple way to build highly accurate nuclear clocks using electroplated thorium. The technique, described as a jeweler's trick, allows for the creation of clocks that are significantly more precise than current atomic standards. These nuclear clocks could revolutionize satellite navigation and deep space communication. The discovery is considered a breakthrough in precision metrology and achieved as a fraction at the cost of previous experiments. And when we come back after this Mauer Electric sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator service recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it starts right up and runs properly when the power goes out. Even if you haven't used it recently, it needs periodic inspection and service. Mauer Electric of Bad Axe services most brands of generators.
This is Nikki Melnick. Mauer Electric is an authorized Generac sales, service, and warranty dealer, and we service most other makes and models. Call Mauer Electric in Bad Axe, 989-269-8171, 989-269-8171.
Write that number down, 269-8171.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We have two obituaries to report for today. Marcia J. Hoffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January 16, 2026. Marcia was born in Unionville on May 5, 1937. She married Elmer G. Hoffman on April 28, 1956 at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Caro. Marcia is survived by her children Gina, Gordon, her grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. The visitation and service will be held Thursday, January 22, 2026 at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. The luncheon will be held immediately following the service at the church. Burial will be at 2 p.m. at St. John Lutheran Cemetery in Sebewing. Memorial donations may be given to Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care or Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Arrangements handled by Jingle and Mellendorf Funeral Home, Inc. in Sebewing. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And Calvin Cal James Kaufman, 86, of Elkton, passed away peacefully in his home with his family by his side on Monday, January 19, 2026. Cal married the former Nola Herford on October 21, 1967, and the couple spent over 58 years together. She survives him. Cal is survived by his wife Nola, children Carlene, Stephen, and Christina, grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Cal was preceded in death by his sisters. A funeral service for Cal will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, January 26, 2026, at St. Paul Methodist Church. Visitation will be from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 25th, at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Monday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Methodist Church or the A&D Charitable Foundation. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.